Monday, first week, ordinary time 1. The first reading from the letter to the Hebrew. Verse chapter 1, verses 1 to 6. In time past, God spoke in partial and varied ways to our ancestors, to the prophets. In these last days, he spoke to us through his Son, whom he made heir of all things, and to whom he created the universe, who is the refulgence of his glory, the very imprint of his being, and who sustains all things by his mighty word. When he had accomplished purification from sin, he took his seat at the right hand of the Majesty on high, as far superior to the angel, as the name he had inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son, this day I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me"? And again, when he led the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." The Gospel from Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 to 20. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the Gospel of God. "This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the Gospel." As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along with a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat, mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat along with the hired men and followed him. Sharing. The teamwork. There are some people who are very successful when working by themselves, but are failed when they have to work with others. There are many reasons for it. Fearing of losing power, of others shall be better than them, of sharing their profits, etc. To work together, one must trust their partners before they can prove that they are worthy of one's trust, and must see the profits from teamwork more than the lot that one shall lose. Moreover, for the teamwork to be successful, one must train workers so they know what to do and can handle the work that one expects. Secondly, when one gives the work, one must also give certain power, because they represent him to solve the problem. One also needs to tell them of their limited power. Lastly, one must give them all necessary means so that they can fulfill their work. Today's reading showed the teamwork between the Father and the Son. In the first reading, the author reported the Father works with the prophets, angels, and his Son. In time past, he sealed the prophet Mouth's peace to announce for people what he wants. In the last days, he sealed his only begotten Son to reveal and to instruct people. In the Gospel, after getting his mission from the Father, Jesus called his four first disciples to train before he sent them out to continue his mission on earth. Analysis, the first reading. God works with the prophet, his Son, and the angels. God worked with the prophets. The author reported, in time past, God spoke in partial and varied ways to our ancestors, to the prophets. St. Thomas Aquinas gave the fundamental principle. God does all things for people according to human way. If not according to human way, people shall not be able to understand. For example, in order for people to understand what God wants, God sealed the prophet mouthpiece so that they use human language to convey what God wants. Of course, God revealed for them what God wanted them to dream, vision, etc. In the Old Testament, God did not directly work with people, but through angels, forefathers, judges, and prophets. The author emphasized on the two ways that God worked with the prophets. First, many times in Greek, we must translate at many parts because people didn't have capacity to receive God's revelation in one time. God divided it into many parts, each prophet a part. For example, the prophet Amos with the social justice, the prophet Isaiah with God's holiness, etc. Second, many ways. The prophets use different ways to convey God's messages. The most usual way is by using their mouth, but also by their acts as the prophet Jeremiah. Second point, God works with the Son. In the last days, he spoke to her through her Son, whom he made heir of all things, and to whom he created the universe. God works with the Son in all things, in creation, providence, and salvation. Like John, the author of the letter to the Hebrew, believed the Son who cooperates with the Father in the three main works. He is God's wisdom. Second, the Son's prominent role. He is the refulgence of his glory, the very imprint of his being, and who sustains all things by his mighty word. He is the light and God's image, to the point he can say to Thomas, his disciple, whoever sees the Son, sees the Father. The Son is prominent than the prophets. Since he revealed to people all things he saw from the Father, and is also outstanding than the angel, because all God's power, honor, and glory are in him. The author compared the Son's role with the angel as follows. As far superior to the angels, as the name he had inherited is more excellent than theirs. And let all the angels of God worship him. The most important thing that happened with the Son coming is from now on, people can directly come to the Father, not through prophet or angel at old days. Second, the Gospel. Jesus called his first four disciples. First one, come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. Today, Gospel begins Jesus' public ministry. After 30 years, hidden himself at Nazareth. His message for all people is, this is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Two important things Jesus wants to emphasize. First, the time is fulfilled. God's kingdom had come. Like the letter to the Hebrews, Mark wanted to emphasize the important appearance of Jesus. There is still a continuation in God's plan of salvation, but it brought to perfection by Jesus. Repent and believe in the gospel. This is the condition for people to have God's salvation. To find people to cooperate in spreading the message, Jesus called his first four disciples. He is familiar with the Galilee Sea and fishermen. He might walk around it and talk with them, but today, he invited them to forfeit everything to follow him. Fishermen is a hard work and require a lot of patience. They must catch fish when they are looking for something to eat, not at any time. The time to catch fish used to be from night to dawn. It is human sleeping time. Jesus only promised them one thing, I will make you fishers of men. In other words, he shall train them to save human souls. He wanted them to recognize the meaning of life by comparing with what they are doing. To fish for daily food, it's not important to fish for saving souls who are in need of them. Second point, the disciple attitudes. Simon and Andre. Immediately, they abandoned their nets and followed him. Their attitudes are courageous and once for all. Courageous, because they must forfeit their career. They didn't question that what they shall do for a living. Once for all, because they instantly decided, not hesitated. James and John, they left their father Zebedee in the boat along with the hired man and followed him. They forfeited not only their career, but also their old father. Jesus must have something that attracts them more than their career and familial relationship. application in life. God can do all things by himself, but he wants human cooperation. We must also learn how to work with others. We need to positively react to God's invitation, especially in bringing good news for all people. Amen.